talking.
Playhouse, Y94, 8 minutes away from your next Pay Your Bills name as we pull a TRQ, a totally random question out of the box of, well, totally random questions. And today's TRQ. Well, this is clearly an Amy K writing, but I also know exactly where you got it from. We just had this on the Facebook page the other day. Today's TRQ via Amy K and the Y94 Facebook page. What's a food or drink made for children that you love? What is a food or drink that is clearly geared, marketed towards kids, but you're all about it? I feel like that's everything you eat.
I was going to say my entire diet is children's food. I like Lunchables. I like Uncrustables. Candy. I eat like a child. Fruit snacks. Yum.
Well, I mean, I know you're seen here around the office as the queen of chicken nuggets. I think those were probably meant primarily for children, though there's plenty of adults that love them.
Ooh, or mini corn dogs. I get so excited when I see mini corn dogs on a restaurant menu.
See, I generally speaking don't go like, oh, yeah, that's probably for kids. Most of what I like go out of my way to eat just on my own. But all the time there's things that like migrate into our house for the kids. I'm like, well, this is actually pretty good. Like you forget how much you enjoy like Goldfish crackers or Rice Krispie treats. And you're like, these are pretty good. And then all of a sudden it's like my wife will say something like, we got to get to the store. The kids have no snacks. I'm like, yeah, they've been eating a lot of those.
They seem to really enjoy those Goldfish. Oop. Eating them by the handful.
Probably should get some more because the kids need some more.
Yeah.
Them Goldfish crackers, they're all gone. I don't know where our Goldfish are. You see in some at 35270 the text club already.
Already, yeah. Someone said the Gerber snacks yogurt melts. Lots of people saying Goldfish, and these are the best flavor of Goldfish. Someone said the pizza flavor blast.
Those are pretty
good.
Or
the cheddar flavor blast. The cheddar flavor blast. That's a tongue twister.
It is a blast, too. Cheddar, it's a blast of cheddar flavor blast.
Flavor blast. You get all that extra cheese dust on your fingers. They're so good.
I do. And then you got to suck it off.
I know.
It's probably not a cleanly thing to do, but
they're delicious. I'm getting hungry now. Fish sticks and peanut butter and jelly. I hope those are separate items that you like of children's food.
Can you imagine dipping a fish stick in jelly?
Or a PB&J sandwich with fish sticks.
Yeah, I'm passing that.
Yeah, that.
I'll pass. What is that food or drink that is clearly geared towards children, but you think is pretty great? 237, it's text 35270 for the Playhouse. Playhouse, 194, 3 minutes away from your next name, but 194 pays your bills, but also in the middle of the totally random question this morning. Today's TRQ, what is a food or drink that is clearly marketed geared towards kids, but you still love it right now?
Capri Suns for the win. I always steal my kids. Plus, in the summer, you can freeze them. And if you take them out and let them melt just like a little and mash them up, OMG, so good. It's like a Capri Sun icy.
You know, I would have never thought that'd be super delicious, but now it sounds delicious and I want it.
I want it this summer. Maybe add some alcohol in there. Woo, I'll be partying.
Probably, yeah, it could be a good mixture.
Yeah.
I see some food or drink that they love that is meant for kids, but they're an adult and they want it.
Yeah, Gushers, definitely a buy every time I go to the grocery store. Someone else said my mom used to make pizza, but they put pizza in kind of quotes by spreading ketchup on white bread, putting a slice of Kraft cheese on top, and then just broiling it. I still make them, although I use cheddar cheese because I never really have Kraft singles. Hot dogs cut up in my Easy Mac. Another person said I still order grilled cheese from the kid menu. So good. Cinnamon applesauce, but it has to be in the squeezy pouches.
You know, you could probably just say grilled cheese in general. Like, isn't all grilled cheese and mac and cheese, really, if it has cheese on it, it's probably meant for kids.
Oh, I love mac and cheese.
I love me some mac and cheese, too. But I feel like we're not the demo for it.
I don't like grilled cheese.
Mm-mm. You can't do a grilled cheese, huh?
No, I think I've ate maybe one or two in my life.
Is it too much work
to make them?
Yeah, heating up the bread with the cheese.
No, Steven makes them all the time. I just don't like it. I don't really like toast or bread in general, and then cheese. It just seems so plain and boring and yuck.
I mean, that's where the cheese comes in. It really dresses up the warm toasted bread.
It's just like toast with cheese.
Yeah, you're not using enough butter. He needs more butter.
I'm sure they're good. I just don't like, in my head, I don't like it. It sounds yuck.
What is that food or drink, snack maybe, that, you know, when they made it, they figured it would be kids. That's the demo for this. But you're like, no, this is my jam. I really like this. 237, it's text 35270.
Your next chance at getting your bill paid is right after this song.
Pay my bills.
On Y94.
I need another chance.
Now, in addition to looking to pay the bill of Amelia Nichols, doing the 20 random question right now at 237, it's text 35270. What is a food or drink that is, it's absolutely geared towards children, but you absolutely adore it? What are we seeing there, Amy K?
Dunkaroos, cosmic brownies, mac and cheese with hot dogs, and someone said honey Uncrustables, which, what is this? I'm pulling it up right now. It looks like it's peanut butter and honey. Uncrustables.
That sounds pretty
good.
I've
never seen them. I just do the PB&J.
Sounds not too bad. You got one of these things where, you know, it's made for kids, but you're like, put this in my mouth.
I eat SpaghettiOs for lunch every day at work, and that works for me. They're just so good. It's convenient. My coworkers think I'm weird because I eat them right out of the can.
Are you cooking them?
Nope. Just eat it cold. It's not even that cold. It's like room temperature.
Listen, I like a good hot spaghetti, like, off the stove. I can't imagine eating it cold. Yucky.
It's like, it's room temperature. It's fine. By the time it goes in your stomach, it warms up.
I mean, at least you like it. If I was in a situation, I would feel like, am I on an island? Am I stuck in the woods? Why am I eating cold SpaghettiOs?
I don't think I could. I think it would taste so bad.
Honestly, it makes me want to gag just imagining it. Gross.
When I worked at Dairy Queen in high school, had a coworker who she would just eat them straight out of a can with a spoon. And I was like, you don't want to heat those up? We have a microwave. We have bowls. Come on.
Honestly, like, if maybe I've gone off the road and I am stuck in a snowbank and it's like, I'm going to freeze out here. I want one last meal. And all I have in the back seat is a can of SpaghettiOs. And I'm able to, like, scrape it open somehow, rip it open. Maybe then. Before I freeze to death, I will go ahead and eat those nasty SpaghettiOs.
Survival mode. But if I'm at work, if I have access to a microwave, I'm using it.
You know what? I'll just freeze to death. I ain't even eating those SpaghettiOs. Yuckers. Any final ones, Amy? Okay.
Someone said bologna sandwiches, Sour Patch Kids, string cheese, those little cracker sticks that come with like the small cup of cheese. I love those things. Ooh, I do too. Someone said the puff snacks. That's in the baby food section.
Those aren't bad. Those aren't pretty. Our little guy likes those. I've eaten one or two in my
You've
time.
You've tried them?
Yeah. I'm not going to go out of my way to chug them on my own. But
I think it's almost like Cheerios, but like space foodish, kind of. You know what I mean?
It is a little space foodish. You feel like an astronaut when you eat baby food. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.